Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Look, Lee, I can't help it. It's a guilty pleasure.
What is it now?
Yeah, I'm drawn to the plight of stupid people who so often make the news.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't waste my time reading this stuff, but I can't help it.
Yeah.
Montana woman, 36, new to hunting.
Oh, no.
I had to wonder if she was a liberal, but anyway, whatever. New to hunting. She goes off looking. She's looking for a, you know, black bear.
Right.
Okay. When she encounters, she is set upon by a vicious wolf. Well, fortunately, she had a gun with her and managed to shoot the wolf. Right?
Good. That's okay. A good thing.
Yeah. And then, using only YouTube videos, she skinned it. She's having it made into a rug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she put the whole story online about how she was able to, you know, shoot and kill the vicious wolf that she encountered. And
self-defense, I put.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And so she puts the picture up, not noticing there's something very, very wrong with the picture of the skinned wolf.
Okay.
And people on social media immediately began to point out to her after she killed it in Flathead National Forest in Doris Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a wolf.
Let me guess. She shot a dog?
Yeah, she shot and skinned a dog.
Okay. That's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, and never caught her mistake. Anyway. Yes, the husky that she killed, it was
I like huskies.
Yeah, I do too. One of 10 abandoned by owners in the woods.
Yeah. Well, shame on them for abandoning dogs in the woods.
And then
I can sort of see how you could think of that a husky was a wolf, because there are some similarities there.
Yeah, but...
But I've never known huskies to be that aggressive, but anyway.
Anyway, she's now facing the wrath of thousands on social media after she proudly displayed the carcass of the dog she killed and skinned on social media. And the way she displayed it in the back of her truck... She cut the skin off herself, you know, in the head, like, so it looks like one of those throw carpets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's very proud of...
I'm sorry, I don't think this woman is that new to hunting. That may be the excuse, but, you know, I just can't see this happening just because you watched some YouTube videos.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you'd also have to have some pretty good, big, sharp knives, too. And I don't know anything about skinning animals. I've never done that. I've watched cattle being slaughtered, and I've seen what they've done there. And, you know, that's not those that have not something for those who have can quickly have an upset stomach over something that's kind of raunchy looking.
Yeah. Well.
And I would assume the same thing would hold true for skinning of the dearly departed husky.
Anyway, idiot. Let's move on.
Yes, let's do.
Something
that you don't want to be hearing about in the Hardee's drive-thru.
Crazy people out there. I guess that's the theme this morning. Did you hear this? This is a good news. Dearborn, Michigan couldn't get any bluer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the FBI is going to do. I mean, they can't raid all these people for criticizing the Democrat Party. 800 enraged parents held a rally over the weekend. Listen to this. Jews, Christians, and Muslims... Democrats, independents, and conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are enraged at the liberal school board. Now, so far, the FBI has not rounded them up. I don't know if they've been labeled as domestic terrorists yet for peacefully criticizing Democrats who serve as school board members, although that has happened in the past in places like Virginia. I mean, it literally did happen. They got caught doing it. They literally labeled them with counterterrorism, domestic terror labels, and surveilled them. But I don't know about these places. I mean, it's going to take a big FBI crew to get them all. But what they're mad about is that the school system has porn, I mean, like actual graphic porn in the library, and refuses to cooperate with parents who want to bar their children from checking it out, refuses to cooperate with parents who do not want their children gender transitioned at schools. So this has caused, because, you know, the teachers know better, right? The left always knows better. So this has caused, for the first time, the left, the right, the middle, Muslims, Christians, and Jewish leaders to come together in protest, 800 of them, and they are pissed. So, I mean, that's not a good sign for the left going forward. There's 19,000 FBI agents. I mean, there's only so many domestic terrorism investigations they can do to shut these people up. I mean, the left might actually have to debate this point. I don't know. But when you see that happening, Lee, in Dearborn, Michigan, you don't get much bluer than that.
That's a pretty liberal area. And if you can unite the Christians, Jews, and Muslims over a particular issue, you've got a problem.
Yeah, it's a big one. Yeah, speaking of having a problem, you're going to hear more stories about this. This is very interesting what's happening. You know, California has become they just passed a bill there that would make California a transgender sanctuary state, where if you want to chemically or literally physically castrate your child under the age of 18, under the banner of gender-affirming care, you can do that. And the way the bill is written is that if you can get your kid over the California state line, the court rulings in other states are nullified. The laws in other states saying you can't chemically castrate a child, they are too young to consent, are nullified.
So they won't consider that transport than human trafficking like they try to accuse the Texas governor of.
Well, no. I mean, if you're a liberal, you never can be guilty of that.
Of course not.
Right. So we're watching the first court battle over it. There's a Texas father named Jeff Younger. His son is 10, and the mom wants to start chemically castrating him, giving him hormones that will keep him from going through puberty. And they're fighting now. She wants to get him to California, and he wants the son to stay in Texas where he'll be protected because he's only 10 and he can't consent, right?
Right.
And can you imagine if I came on the show and said, you know what, I think I would really like to let my 10-year-olds, I have a 10-year-old, get a tattoo. What would you think of me? But he really wants it, Lee.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't know what he wants. He's 10. He had a freaking clue what he wants.
Yeah.
It's scary enough, the idea of giving him a license at 16. You know, I mean, that is terrifying.
True, yeah.
But yeah, 10, you can't consent to anything at 10. I don't care what it is. Tattoo, chemical castration, that's what they said. Do you realize this is the same drug cocktail? I've been meaning to get to this. I have this article here. You know that for a long time we chemically castrated rapists?
Yes.
Until the ACLU went to court to stop it. Right?
That's ironic.
This is rich, right?
Yeah.
It is the same exact chemical cocktail they give to kids to stop puberty. And the ACLU is cool with it. They're totally fine with that. It's too harsh for rapists, but it's good enough for a 10-year-old who's not old enough to consent. Anyway, if you can get your 10-year-old over the state line of California, you can do this. And so right now, this judge, this father, Jeff Younger, who is in Texas, is fighting a liberal Democrat who's sitting on the bench as a judge in the Texas 301st District Court, who ruled that Younger's ex-wife can move James and the twin brother, Jude, anywhere in the continental United States. She's going to California so that he will have no rights in terms of the transition. And she's doing it. She's been very honest about this because she wants to chemically castrate him the way that we used to do to rapists, except the ACLU objects when we do it to rapists, but not children.
Somehow I get the feeling that this judge would rule differently if the mother was wanting to take the child to a military school or maybe a private religious school.
You know, I bet you that's what would happen.
Probably be a little bit different ruling. Oh no, you can't do that. You can't have indoctrination. We're not going to promote indoctrination of this child. No, we're not going to allow that.
So this is going to become a thing. You are going to watch parents flee to California so that they can start the hormone cocktail, which, yeah. by the way, Health and Human Services Department got this right here on Twitter. I'll retweet it if you want to see it. This is from their website, and it lists the different kinds of gender-affirming treatments under puberty blockers, which is what this is. They list the effects of puberty blockers. So this is Joe Biden's Health and Human Services Department. Take it up with them, not me. List puberty blockers as a partially reversible treatment. Partially reversible treatment.
Mm.
For a 10-year-old.
Yeah. You got a better chance of removing that 10-year-old's tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be a partially removable tattoo, right? Yeah. But we can't do that, man, because he can't consent. So this is going to be a big story going on. I mean, just because California is doing this. Not to rapists, but to 10-year-olds.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it looks like Matt Gaetz isn't a child pornographer after all. Folks, this is the new character assassination. Have you seen this? Matt Gaetz is a congressman, and he has been pretty stalwart in asking some of the same questions I've asked about the 2020 elections numbers, which still don't make any kind of sense. He is a congressman from Florida, and until recently, a believed pedophile abuser. That's weird. Yeah. How do we do it? He was sleeping with underage girl? Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. Well, maybe not. News broke right around the time Gaetz would just not shut up about the 2020 election. Remember, the FBI does not like if you talk about the 2020 election. I don't know why. It's weird. Remember, in the New York Post, that was one of three things of which you shall not speak on Facebook and messages to your friends and family, which the FBI has Facebook spy on you when you do. And if you write something like, I have real questions about the 2020 election, or if you write something like in a message to family on Facebook or friends, I really question the direction the federal government's heading in, or God forbid, I'm really afraid of the FBI. Those messages, we now know, were forwarded to the FBI, and they put you under investigation after transferring your case to the regional office. Even if you had threatened no violence and done anything of any kind that broke any law, merely questioning federal authority or the FBI's authority or the results of the 2020 election would get you on the list. You were then put under surveillance, which means I'm under surveillance. And the hundreds of you who sent me those messages, and I get them all the time, they usually go something like this. Tara, I'm really afraid of how the government, federal government, sure seems out of control. Here's an article you should read and use for your show. Thanks. Love the show. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was enough to get you and me investigated. So I'm thrilled to know that I am under surveillance by the FBI, and so are hundreds of you who've sent me those messages in the last 18 months. Matt Gaetz, though, was special, singled out for extra special treatment because they really don't like when you ask questions about the 2020 election. That is so weird. By the way, you remember the FBI told us that they had investigated the 2020 election and found there was absolutely nothing untoward about it. Remember who did? Do you know who did the investigation? Anybody know? Oh, this is a punchline. It's like this is a comedy show. Timothy Tebow. You mean the guy who just got walked out of the FBI with his box in his hands? Oh, they let him resign. I'm sorry. Yeah, he didn't get fired. That guy? Mm-hmm. The one who put the crimes of Hunter Biden off limits digitally in concert with another agent so those investigating Hunter's crimes could not see them? Yeah, that guy. That's the guy who handled the investigation of the fraud? Uh-huh. That guy. Yeah. What else has he done at the FBI? Well, he was part of the crew that framed Trump and lied to the FISA court. But yeah, other than that, he's a great guy. He doesn't work there anymore, though. Anyway, as you can see from this segment, the FBI really, really doesn't like when you ask questions about the 2020 election. Which makes me think we should ask some serious questions about the 2020 election. So right around the time that Representative Matt Gaetz just would not shut up about that election, it was leaked to New York Times and the Washington Post that he was under investigation. Dear God, for what? Sex trafficking underage women? That's terrible. That's terrible. And then Nancy Pelosi piled on and said, well, if the allegations were true, then by God, Gaetz should be removed from the House Judiciary Committee. And he became the subject of late night banter by Stephen Colbert, who quipped that the congressman shouldn't be allowed within 50 feet of elementary schools. Again, all this was based on leaks from the Department of Injustice and the FBI. And they kept it up and kept it up. Well, you can't believe him about the 2020 election. By God, that guy's a child abuser. Says who? Says sources. Sources within the DOJ and the FBI. Huh. So must be true, right? Nope. Mm-mm. No. Nope. Nope. Just announced he's not under investigation. What do you call that? Anatomy of the smear. Yeah, they just leaked to the Washington Post, New York Times. No sources needed. At least no on-the-record sources needed. And just destroy him. Because why not? At the time, he was going all over the country doing rallies, some with Trump, some with Marjorie Taylor Greene, some by himself. They were very popular, and he was talking about all these stats with the election. It sure didn't make sense. The same ones I read, by the way, all the time. They're still hanging on the wall, and they will be till I get some kind of resolution on how that is possible. So this is apparently the news smear. Just leak the idea that somebody, you know, might have trafficked underage girls, or, you know, really might have not, and just destroy them. Folks, it reminds me of this. Do you remember Cheryl Atkinson? Not one of us. CBS reporter who made the mistake of asking serious questions about how the numbers in Obamacare didn't add up. And then CBS, using their own forensic consultants, were able to discover that our intelligence apparatus was terrorizing her, was inside her computer, was spying on her for the crime of doing actual reporting. Can I replay? I just want to replay for you. This is a CBS News reporter. Cheryl Atkinson, not a bomb thrower. I'm not even sure if she's one of us. She's just been radicalized against her government by the way she was treated. I want to play you 38 seconds of her under oath testimony before Congress about what the FBI had in store for her so that you can see what these people are capable of. And let me tell you what, Matt Gaetz got off easy with the mere smear that he was a pedophile, underage girl sex trafficker. That was nothing compared to the punishment they had in store for Cheryl Atkinson, according to her under oath testimony. Take a listen.
May I say, one little reported facet of my case is one of the federal agents involved in one of the operations against me said that they intended to plant child porn in my husband's computer. This is the FBI. There's been a case that's currently in litigation unrelated in which an FBI agent has testified that they did that. They have done that. It was not accomplished in my case. I guess the curtain was drawn on that facet of the operation prior to them doing it. But imagine how you ever get out of that, they knew we had a young daughter at home and had allegedly conspired to do that.
I don't know how you'd ever get out of it. Who would ever believe you? No, the FBI planted child porn on my computer. No one will believe you. That sounds crazy. But she's not crazy. She's a CBS reporter, or was. Wow. Do you know the rest of her story? It's kind of wild. When Trump got it, after that happened and they busted our intel agencies for spying on her and a whole bunch of other people, James Rosen, the Fox News reporter, even James Rosen's family and mother. It was terrible what they did. The Department of Injustice has a what do they call them? Ombudsman. I said, turn the computer over to us. We'll forensically search it. We'll see if the government broke any laws. She didn't trust them, so she didn't turn it over. When Trump took office, she said, okay, I'll turn it over now. So she did. Do you know what happened? They didn't investigate anything. They wiped the hard drive, destroyed it, then gave it back to her with nothing on it. Now, fortunately, Cheryl's not a dumb girl, and she made a copy. That's your government.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Fortune magazine this morning forecasting an energy disaster for Europe. It's coming here, too, because we're copying all their policies. Meanwhile, did you see this headline? This just gives you some idea of just the gross stupidity of the leftist environmental agenda. This is from France. You know, France and Germany, they're already in France and Germany anticipating that they're not going to either have energy this winter or be able to afford it. One in four Brits in a survey just said they're not going to be turning on the heat this winter because they can't afford it. I mean, this is what left-wing climate control policies do. But this, it makes me smile. And that's so wrong, but it does. Headline, pellet cost triple. This is wood pellets. Logs up 20%. Firewood shortage worsens in France. Can you imagine being so medieval that you are stacking firewood for the winter? I mean, look, it'd be cool to do if you do it by choice. I love a wood-burning stove. Oh, fantastic. I actually want to get one. I was talking to Rambo Loco about that. I want to get one because I love the smell of burning wood and to sit around a fire. But I would like to do it, you know, by choice. Okay. Look, the amount of pollution, carbon pollution, just plain pollution from burning wood, it far exceeds that of burning natural gas or even coal, the way that we do it in the West, which is much cleaner. But since we want to virtue signal that we're not doing even those things, we have to return to pellets, and now they're running out. We literally have the French and the Germans scavenging the woods, and there's not a lot of woods, scavenging the woods for firewood and trying to ferret it out. And you want to know what the punchline is? This is the best part. Europe imports a lot of their wood pellets, which people want to burn for heat, from, you guessed it, are you ready for this? Russia. Yeah, Russia. It's great. Oh, my God. I love it. Anyway, they'll learn. They need to go through this, and we need to watch them. Okay. Meantime, they are absolutely freaking out in Italy, and it's a thing of joy to watch, because a right-wing mom of two has just captured the number one pole position there in Italy. She is now ruling, and she did that by assembling a coalition because they have a parliamentary system. Anyway, the numbers are rolling in, and it's even more horrific for the left than they thought. What they initially thought was there was a large right-wing turnout, and that's how she got elected. Now they're finding that her vote, a lot of it came from leftists in left-wing areas out of total desperation, flipping and voting for the right, just going, oh, heck, I don't know what else to do. I want to play a bit of her speech for you. Because she addresses this whole Big Brother liberal capture of institutions thing where we cannot speak the truth aloud anymore, Big Brother style, how bizarre that is. And she takes it head on. These things are never spoken of in Western societies anymore. This is Giorgia Meloni. I'm going to translate as she speaks because this is a very important 2 minutes. By the way, this also proves that the populism that Donald Trump birthed into the world is not only not dead, it's rising. Take a listen to what she said. I cannot believe she said this stuff. Here we go. This is about what we are doing here today. Why is the family an enemy. There's a single, she says, why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening? She's talking about to the left. There is a single answer to all of these questions because it defines us, because it is our identity, because everything that defines us is now an enemy. For those who would like us to no longer have an identity, and to simply be perfect consumer slaves. And so they attack national identity, they attack religious identity, they attack gender identity, they attack the family. I can't define myself as Italian, Christian, mother, woman. No, she says. I must be citizen X, gender X, parent one, parent two. I must be a number. Because when I am only a number, when I no longer have an identity, she says, then I am the perfect slave at the mercy of these financial speculators. The perfect consumer. Gosh, she's nailing this. This is deep stuff. That's the reason why, she says, and I'm just take her off in the background because it's easier to follow. That's the reason why, she says, that's why we inspire so much fear to the left. That's why this event, her winning, inspires so much fear. It's about identity, she says. She's right. Because we do not want to be numbers. We will defend the value of the human being, she says. Every single human being, because each of us has a unique genetic code that is unrepeatable, and like it or not, that's sacred. We will defend it. We will defend God, country, and family. These things that disgust people so much, we will do it to defend our freedom. She's tying freedom and individuality. It's so critical because we will never be slaves and simple consumers at the mercy of financial speculators. This is our mission. That is why I came here today. And she says, Chastanin wrote more than a century ago. Let's see if I can find it. Fires will be kindled to testify that two and two makes four. Swords will be drawn to prove that leaves are green in the summer. That time has arrived. We are ready. Whoa. And then she just slams it shut and walks away. This is what I've been talking about all morning. I mean, just with the incredible left-wing capture of even our financial institutions. So much so that they can bizarrely march their captives before all of us, the CEOs who insist, no, we're not in a recession. We know damn well we're in a recession. She said swords will have to be drawn to prove that leaves are green and 2 + 2 = 4. We are there. We are there. Wow, this must scare them. I mean, to see an embrace of reality like this is the last thing they want. Folks, the theme this morning has been the bizarre time that we are living in right now, where the left has so much power over financial institutions, they are literally able. It's like an Al-Qaeda video, you know, the kind where they capture somebody and they put them on the screen. And you can't see the gun to their back or the knife, but you know it's there. You know, they're marching CEOs and people from investment houses onto the television to deny the reality of a recession. And when I look at that, it scares me, not just financially, but it shows the complete capture, the total reign of terror of the left. Yet these people would beclown themselves by going on major networks and denying the reality of the recession. Well, Martha, we might have a recession. No, moron, we're in a recession. If you don't know that, you should not be running a lemonade stand, much less a company. And you can see the outlines of that reality that they're hiding from you right now. Goldman Sachs is on a firing binge. Right now, they're on track to lose 40% this year. We're in a bear market. That's bad. It's really, really bad. And you get these Big Brother-style, bizarrely Orwellian articles like this one from CNN. Forget a soft landing. The market's best hope is a growth recession. Oh, really? Now, what's going on here? Okay, all of this is BS. It's absolute crap. Let me tell you why. they are pushing the fairy tale notion that, well, the Fed's out there, man. They're going to save us by making us all poor. They're going to save us by raising interest rates. We'll see if the Fed will get it right. We hope they do. They're not going to get it right. They can't. You know why? Because when Paul Volcker tried it and he jacked interest rates through the roof, it worked for one reason. They stopped printing. These people plan to keep printing. We just heard it this morning. What's the student loan payoff for liberal students going to cost? Debt between $400 billion and a trillion. Where's that coming from? Are they going to print it? What about the Inflation Resumption Act? Are they going to print that too? Because we haven't paid the taxes on it. Okay, so we know they're going to print it. My liberal friends would say, well, but the Fed stopped. They stopped. They're tapering. It doesn't matter. They're going to have to print. They're going to. So this would be like, you ever had a bad break? My mother-in-law fell down the stairs of my house. It was terrible. She had to have surgery, like pins and stuff. So I'm talking like a real bad break. Like suppose you, me, my mother-in-law fell down the stairs and we take her into the Federal Reserve for surgery. And I said, man, it's going to be bad, but we want to do surgery, but we can fix her. Okay, cool. So they put her under anesthesia for the surgery and they're fixing the leg. Leg looks good. While she's under anesthesia, they take a hammer and they break the other leg. And then they wheel her out. And they say, well, we think we can fix it. You just broke her leg. Yeah, no, but we're going to wheel her back in. But just the Fed can handle it. We're going to wheel her back into the operating room. We'll fix that leg. We'll get it done. We'll raise the interest rates. So they wheel her in there. They do the surgery. They put the pins and they fix that leg. Well, they break her arm. That's what the Fed's doing right now. And by the time she's done, every damn bone in her body is going to be broken. While the Fed walks out there with a straight face, we're healing her while breaking her bones. Congress has to stop printing until they do this won't end. And pretending like we can fix it while we continue to do the thing that caused it is delusion. It's not going to end well.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.